I wanted to go to a story that I can't go to because I've been blocked from the site, young Kyle. That's a bit tough, isn't it? I wonder if it's a naughty site. It's actually not, just one of those sites that Adblocker seems to have some fun with every now and then. But I want to talk about making your bed.
Okay.
Do you? What do you do?
I won't have much to add.
Okay, so you don't make your bed?
Look, not at the standard that some people would. I mean, I'll make it. These days, I'll just try and make it look neat and tidy before I go. So I won't tuck anything in. I'll just basically straighten up the doona, chuck the pillows back on, and that'll be it. Then I'll go. But no, I won't do a full tuck. I'm not one of those people. I don't like sheets, PT. I'll have an undersheet, but that's it. I don't like an
undersheet. You're laying on a sheet, but you don't have a top sheet.
That's right.
To protect the doona from all the oily stuff that comes out of your
body. Correct. Can't stand a top sheet. I've always found them very uncomfortable.
Right, and other things that come out of your body too, I guess. So a lot of people are very stringent with that. My wife, she, of course, I've gone early. She's still checking out her eyelids, back of the eyelids for cracks. But when she does get up, after she showers, she comes back out and she makes the bed. She does that very diligently. But we're being told it's quite possibly not such a good idea. And certainly where our health is concerned, it's probably not a good idea to make your bed at all. Not very hygienic, we are being told. According to the Sleep Council, the average adult loses 285 mils of fluid each night. Now, what this means is that when you make your bed each morning, you're trapping in all of the moisture to fester during the day, ready to be slept on again in the evening. Does that sound a little gross to you, Kyle? Just a little gross.
Yeah, I feel so vindicated all of a sudden. All these years of just never having to make my bed. There you go. I was right all along. Everyone's telling me I'm unhygienic.
It is, in fact, recommended that after a good night's sleep, particularly when the temperature is higher during the summer period, obviously, that you pull back the bed linen to give the mattress the chance to breathe and for moisture to evaporate.
Right.
So just roll back. Nice and neatly, pull it all back, leave the pillows up there, and where you've been laying, it gets the chance to, get rid of all that.
Air itself out,
There you go, air itself out. Yes, moisture to fester. There's three words that you need to contemplate throughout this Friday morning. Moisture to fester.